become the captain of your financial ship. How would you like to be in command of your finances, to never be in debt again, to live free of financial pressure, and to retire comfortably when that day arrives? Well, this is possible for you, but it will require an intentional effort. If you sincerely want to be the captain of your financial ship, today's lesson will emphasize three crucial things that you must do. First, you must put together a budget. Second, track your expenses. And third, commit to spending less than you earn. When we do not track our expenses, we actually forfeit control of our financial ship. The reason is simple. We don't have a clear picture of where our money is going. It's like being on a ship with a leak that prevents us from navigating toward our financial goals. Benjamin Franklin said it better. He said, "Be aware of little expenses. It's a small leak that will sink a great ship." No doubt, this is not the first time you've heard about the importance of budgeting to help keep track of expenses, but perhaps you've procrastinated. If you will just take time now to set up a budget, you will quickly discover that the benefits are worth the effort you put in each month. With a budget, you'll now be able to, first, control how your money is spent, saved, and invested. You will understand where your money is going and eliminate surprises. You will know what you can and cannot afford. You will practice important self-control and personal responsibility. You'll be able to compare your spending to a previous period of time to measure your progress. And lastly, you'll be able to stay out of debt. If you wish to get out or stay out of debt, you must learn to live within your means. A budget that includes tracking your expenses is one of the first and easiest steps toward not spending more than you make each month. It is critical to understand that operating a budget is at the core of your financial progress. It will certainly help keep you from being a part of these statistics. Did you know that 57% of all households do not have a budget? 61% of all Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck, up from 49% last year and 43% in 2007. Bankruptcy filings. In 2009, there were approximately 5,900 bankruptcy filings a day. Also, as we all know, money is consistently ranked as one of the top three reasons for arguments among married couples. One of the concerns that many people have about budgeting is that a budget holds us accountable. But what if we spend more than we said we would on a particular category, like food or entertainment? It doesn't mean we have failed. It simply alerts us to the fact that we need to adjust our budget.